This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. Something that it took me a while to get used to when I did eventually move to Iceland, one of the things I wasn't immediately on board with was getting into the cold pots at the swimming pools. I love it now. You can't keep me away from them. Or indeed going down to swim in the sea at Neutelsvik. I don't know whether I'd go as far yet as to take part in Sainosundith, which is a challenge that involves some open sea swimming in Iceland. I'm joined by Bryndís today, who's going to tell me about the event that's happening on the 30th of August. Where does this happen, firstly?
Well, this will be happening in Önundarfjörður. We are swimming from Valþjófsdalur to Flateyri.
So this is in the Westfjords?
This is in the Westfjords.
And how big a stretch of water is that? How far is it?
It's about 2.5 kilometers.
Okay.
But it depends how you swim, how far you go. You can go up to 3.5 kilometers if you are floating with a stream.
Right. It's been very popular this year because you've had to close the registrations.
Yes, we were planning to have just 35, but now we are up to 39 and this is too much, so I've denied 2 people.
Well, it's great news that it's so popular, I suppose.
Yes, it has been up and down. Most we have 35 swimmers, but we started with 11. 2018, that was our first Sajunarsund or Sajunarswimming.
Mm-hmm. Where did the idea come from then?
Yeah, that's amazing. It's because of a cow, a swimming cow. 1987, there was a cow living in Westfjords, in Önundarfjörður, neðri Breiðadal.
Mm.
And she was supposed and moved to the slaughter in Flateyri. But obviously, she didn't want to die that day. So she ran away from the slaughter, out in the harbour, jumped over a fishing container, you know, the yellow plastic ones.
Sometimes used as cold water pots in some of the pools,
yes,
aren't they?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And into the sea. And just start swimming.
Yes.
People were gasping, looking at her. They had never seen something like this. She starts swimming out of the fjord to the open ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But she changed her mind in the middle of the fjord and aimed directly over the fjord to Valþjófsdalur. And the people on the harbour in Flateyri called the farmer on the other side to tell him that he was going to get a visit from a swimming cow. And he believed it.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But they ran to the beach.
Yes.
The strand and there she came.
So she made it across?
She made it across and was in good condition.
And I'm not sure if I want to ask this, but what happened to her afterwards? Was she allowed to live? Or was
Yes, of course.
She was allowed to live.
Yes, okay, she swam for her life.
Yeah, okay.
She was allowed to stay in the new farmer in Valþjófsdal, and she lived happily ever after for, I think, at 8 years or so.
Okay. And she's inspired this amazing event where you've got these swimmers every year. I was going to say they're following in the footsteps, but they're following in the hooves, I suppose.
Yes, yes. We don't say footsteps.
No, indeed. And it's grown and grown and grown since the first year. And what is the water temperature then, roughly, at this time of year?
It's about 10.
Yeah.
From 9 to 11. It depends on the summer.
Yes.
It has been down to 8 degrees. That was rather cold.
Yes.
But around 10.
So that's a little bit warmer than some of the cold pots that you might plunge into at some of the pools around Iceland, a bit warmer than that. Do you get swimmers who've never done this kind of thing before, or is this for enthusiasts who are quite used to swimming in the cold water?
You have to be used to it. You have to be absolutely not for beginners. It's difficult. It's very difficult swimming because it's 2.5 kilometers. There are waves and winds and
This is the sea.
This is the sea.
A pool.
And the hardest, I think, is to keep the head calm because it's deep down and you can suddenly be afraid.
Have you ever had weather that's been so bad that you've thought twice about going ahead?
Yes, last year we did. And it was so bad that we changed.
Okay.
And that's another story.
Go on.
More funny. Because Sion, the cow, she had a brother called Mothus. because he was so stupid. And he was, I think it was a 2 or 3 years later, he was going to a slaughter. And he didn't want to die that day, like his sister. So he jumped to the ocean. But instead of swimming across the fjord, he just took a short cut and up to the strand and into a farmer's house nearby and destroyed everything.
Oh.
So he was moved directly to the slaughter again.
Oh, that's a shame.
And we did swim last year because of the bad weather. Yes. We swam his way.
Okay. All right. So there are two routes possibly.
Yes. Just because it was so bad weather. Because we are rather keen that nobody drowned in our swimming.
That would be ideal, wouldn't it, if that can be avoided, certainly. But I mean, you know, the Icelandic nature can be very beautiful but very dangerous. And you're really up close with it here, aren't you, if you're swimming in the sea?
Yes, it is dangerous. That's why we have a lot of rescue teams and boats around it. And we didn't take the chance last year because of the weather.
Do people find themselves giving up halfway across sometimes?
Yes, that happens. Every time we have the swim, it's about 2, 3, 4 people that are grabbed in a boat on the way. They have whistles and they can talk to... We have a lot of kayaks.
So the rescue teams can take them out of the water.
Yes, so the rescue team take them off to the waters and sail them to land.
You were telling me before we started that it takes about an hour on average for the average swimmer.
Yes.
What's the fastest that anyone's done?
40 minutes.
Wow.
Yes, that was amazing.
When people finish then and they, you know, they're exhausted but happy on the other side and they've made it, how do they warm up?
We drive them directly to the swimming hall in Flattery.
Okay.
So they got there directly in hot tubs.
So the hot tubs are full of people in Flattery on that day?
Yes, when they arrive. It's just for them. It's just open for them. And we have hot cacao for them and a nurse waiting for them.
Have you done it?
No.
You look horrified by the idea.
Yeah, no, I'll go to see it, but just to use a cold bath, not to swim.
Yes.
I don't like it when I can't see the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, I think that might be what puts a lot of people off because, you know, 3 or 4 minutes in a cold pot is not the same, obviously, as swimming across.
No, it's not the same being in a cold tub than the ocean.
No.
It's quite different to be in the ocean, even though it's just 1 degree.
Yeah.
It's nice. 1 degree cold tub in a swimming pool, it's not nice. It's always nice. It's a nature. It's come with the coldness.
Is it becoming more popular, do you think? I think it is.
Yes,
that people are doing
obviously
it more.
Is. Yeah, yeah. Every village, you have a group of people, mostly women. It's always more women swimming.
Why is that, do you think?
I don't know.
Strange, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I think it's strange.
I do my bit for the male gender by going into the cold pots and also, as I say, going to Neutelsvik, which is the beach, the artificial beach here in Reykjavik where you can swim in the sea. And I do like Kvamsvik, where you can walk out into... Have you not been?
No, not yet, but I am always planning to.
Yeah, I think, because there are lots of lagoons and lots of sort of touristy places around Iceland, but I think Kvamsvik is really quite authentic. You can walk straight into the sea if you want from the hot pots.
Yeah.
So I would recommend a trip to Kvamsvik.
To try that,
Yeah, if you enjoy
but
that.
But going to Neutelsvik or going in the sea, using the sea in the fjords, that's different too, because in Neutelsvik, you are in the middle of the city.
Yes.
It's not the same nature.
It's a nice way to, I was going to say, dip your toe in the water, literally.
Yes,
it's a nice way to get started, isn't
yes,
it?
It's yes, and you're pretty safe there. Mm. But around the country, if you find a fjord in peace, go into the ocean, where is it safe, of course. Mm. That is different. And then you get the nature in your body. It's amazing.
So this event taking place then on the 30th of August, and... Do people come to watch and to support the swimmers?
Yes, we have changed. We are not doing exactly the same as Sion did. She swam from Flateri to Valthjófsdal. And we did that for the first 2 years. Then we changed. We swim from Valthjófsdal to Flateri because it's more safe. Then we can drive the people directly to the swimming hall. And it's easier if something happens to have ambulances and then it is too easier for people to just applaud people coming to Flattery. Mm. They can sit on the stones around and at the strand where the swimmers come on land and applaud. And that's nicer.
What about next year then? Because it sounds like people are so keen to do this. When do you open registration for the event?
Usually we open maybe in in June.
And do people do it more than once?
A lot of people have been swimming for a fifth time or sixth time now. So, yes, people are coming again and again and again.
Well, it sounds like the word is spreading. And what a wonderful story, what a wonderful origin story for this, if it hadn't been for that cow.
In June next year, she had a calf.
Okay.
In Sjómannadagur, a day of the sailors. So she was pregnant when she was swimming. She had it, gave birth to the calf on Sjeler's Day, of course, the next year.
Sign the Sundith for 2025 happening on the 30th of August. And if you aren't taking part, maybe you'll want to cheer on the participants. 37, I think you said, will be swimming this year. And of course, you want to limit it for safety reasons because you want to make sure that the teams that are there can help
people. All rescue teams in Westfjords, North Westfjords, are helping us. So.
Okay.
There will be a lot of boats and a lot of kayaks. If the weather is okay, there will be a lot of kayaks. Otherwise, just the rescue team's boats.
Well, listen, best of luck once again.
Thank you.
And I'm sure this is going to go from strength to strength. Brindis, thank you very much indeed. Sign Sundith 2025 on the 30th of August. Good luck if you are taking part. It's Roove English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roove English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roove English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roove.